This is Ozarks at Large. As officials gain more knowledge about COVID-19, they continue updating guidelines for keeping people healthy and preventing the spread of the virus. However, keeping up with constantly changing information can be challenging. At Governor Asa Hutchinson's daily COVID-19 briefing yesterday, officials clarified guidelines for when it's safe to return to work. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Secretary of Health Dr. Nate Smith says he's received questions regarding when it's safe for someone to return to work. The answer is it depends on the situation.
If we can think of, first of all, the case where someone has tested positive, they're not all that sick. They go home and then they're feeling better. When can they go back to work? Well, if they've not been sick enough to go into the hospital, our guidelines for them, following the CDC guidelines, is that if there are 7 days past the onset of their illness and it's been at least 3 days since they've had a fever, then they're safe to return to work.
Smith says there are some instances, like healthcare workers taking care of high-risk patients, where they may have additional criteria they have to meet and they may be asked to stay out longer. But generally speaking, 7 days from the onset of the illness and at least 3 days fever-free is considered a safe time to return to work. Guidelines for someone who's just been exposed to someone with COVID-19 are different.
Now, someone who's been exposed to someone who's a case, they've gone home as home quarantine. They don't have any symptoms. They are not tested because they don't have symptoms. And they're waiting around. How long do they have to wait? Well, they have to wait 14 days. Because that covers the incubation period.
The incubation period is the period of time between when someone gets infected and when they first start to show symptoms. Dr. Smith says there's a difference in the wait period for these two situations because it's a time issue.
The person who is a case, they've already gone through that incubation period, and we're just looking at the period of time between when they have symptoms and when they're no longer contagious. For the person who's been exposed to someone who's a case, we got to wait the whole incubation period. So we got to wait the whole 14 days. Because the problem is, if someone goes back after 7 days and then they become sick the next day, well, they've exposed a bunch of people there. And then they have to be quarantined. Before long, everyone on your work site will be quarantined. So you're not doing your colleagues a favor by coming back early. You may be actually creating more of a manpower shortage.
Dr. Smith says officials will place graphics on the Arkansas Department of Health's website to help explain the guidelines. More information is available at healthy.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And as of this morning, the Arkansas Department of Health is reporting 42 people have recovered from the virus in Arkansas.